Good day, May.
Kia ora koto katua from Aotearoa.
Magandang araw mga bashies.
This is Finding Answer Season 3 with JR.
And Tina.
Yes!
Wow, welcome super to saya. Season 3!
Yes! Uy, Tina, kamusta?
Okay naman. Ikaw, enjoy ka ba?
It's been a while. Lagi na lagi tayo, it's been a while.
Ibahin mo naman, season 3 na tayo.
Sorry. It's such a long time. Uy, hindi pa rin ako makaget over ah. I enjoyed so much in our season's season 3's opening episode about yung hashtag sana nalaman ko kaagad. Alam mo ba yun?
Alam ko yun.
Sobrang
fun. Naman siya.
Sobrang fun to talk about our fair share of discoveries and realizations in our new country, especially the ones that are really, really, really funny.
Oo nga. At saka may mga feedback tayo from our friends and listeners na ang saya daw nung episode.
They still can... Thanks for the feedback.
Oo, thank you for the feedback sa aming mga 10 listeners. Charot lang. Medyo marami na. And thank you, pinost namin kanina yung mga listeners namin coming from different countries. Apparently, kahit mga Argentina pala may nakikinig sa atin, ha? So, that's very interesting.
May Senegal ba?
Wala pa. Pero...
yun yung goal natin for season 3. Ma-reach natin yung mga Senegal.
Oh, sige. Pero yun nga, kasi hindi pa rin ako nakaget over to sa fact na even outside the Philippines, na speaking of, we Pinoys have a common expectation that, alam mo yun, rice and unlimited gravy will be offered in KFC.
Oh, yung ano ko nga, reputation ko dito sa office, rice is life. Lagi parang yung ina-attach nila sa aking persona.
Oo, kasi rice is life naman talaga.
At saka na, ayun, tatawa pa rin ako yung usage of certain words na in the first instance, puzzling for us. Like yung mince, the bloody mince!
Nagkaasara na sila eh.
Yung bench, yung shout, and yung pronunciation ng ka versus car. Kasi tayo, di ba, yung car? Get inside the car!
Car!
It's inside my car.
Oh, wala silang R. Apparently, ano nga, I think it will be good to know more about these hashtag yun pala yun moments, no? So, I think it would be good to get it from the guests as well. So, we will be inviting from the show as well. So, moving forward on our next episodes, yun ang pag-gimmick natin. We'll move on from our slangs gimmick segment all the way to yun pala yun hashtag. So, we'll instant ask them about their anecdotes, yung mga sana nalaman ko kaagad moments.
Napakagandang idea niyan. Sinong nakaisip niyan?
Aba, ewan ko ba? Sino kaya?
That would be so cool. Sobrang plastic. Okay. So, on to our new episode. Tina, I'm very excited to tell our kabeshies that we will have a guest. So, our first guest for season 3.
Yes!
And due to popular demand, we will talk about different topics covering partner visa, partnership visa, having a career in finance, and also how to establish or the process of establishing a family in New Zealand. So, di ba bongga?
Oh.
And dahil bongga, please do the honors of introducing our guest.
Ay, ganun pala yun. Ah, sige. O, na-mention mo, 3 different, ano, di ba, routes and journey, kumbaga. Yun nga, finance and career, partnership visa, tsaka yun nga, establishing a family. So, this guest experience all of those, and our guest for today is a former college org mate of ours from Ateneo, diba?
Ateneo Gabay! Shout
Ateneo
out
Gabay!
Hello!
Oh,
where are you guys? Can I hear?
Woo! Woo! Ang ingay-ingay, pero very Gabay, diba? So, our guest, she and her family have been in New Zealand for 5.5 years now, and she'll talk more about her journey from the very first visa that she got all the way from where she is now. Very exciting. And so, without much further ado, hello, Ate Shelly Moss. Sorry, I forgot your surname. Your new surname.
Morales na ba?
Morales, ayan. Hello, Ate Shelly Morales. Welcome to the show.
Hello, JR Tina. Thanks for having me.
Oh, diba? How are you?
Ang sweet.
Since
we started, tawanan agad tayo.
Quite a long time since we saw you and talked to each other.
Oo nga eh. Oh, marami na nangyari sa akin. I already have 2 kids.
Oh, so... talaga? Just like that,
oh,
bilis.
Oh, no.
Kamusta you ka and your family sa COVID, during COVID?
Okay naman. I gave birth during, right after the lockdown. So medyo restricted yung mga visits ko to midwife. Pero it turned out okay naman kasi very... supportive naman yung the whole health system ng New Zealand and yung mga friends, so alam mo yun, you cannot complain because we are way better than the rest of the world, so yeah, I feel lucky that na nandito tayo sa New Zealand and Australia ngayon, so
naalala ko lang kasi naman. I have a friend who just gave birth also in Sydney and nakwento niya sa akin na may nurse na dumadalaw sa bahay nila to give advice. Is it the same?
Not exactly the same, pero yung sa first child ko, yung midwife yung nagpupunta sa house. Monthly or fortnightly for the checkups. And then yung second child ko, on a different naman kasi meron naman siyang office. So ako naman yung nagpupunta doon.
So, galing. Pero, di ba, ang ganda na social services na.
Saka very personalized yung approach nila. Kasi, ano, meron kang midwife na naka-assign sa'yo all throughout your pregnancy. Mm-mm. So, at least kilala mo yung magde-deliver sa'yo. So,
very nice naman,
experience.
So. I'm looking forward to it. Wow! Well, looking forward
wow.
to it.
Ikaw mismo.
Erical.
Na ano, maano ko rin yung benefit na yan. Wait lang, I have a very kind of like funny story pag naalala ko si Che one time. Si Che, before, parang kami nag-work sa Ortigas niya ni. Tapos may isang time, nasa galeria kami nagla-lunch. Kasi office ko nasa tapat lang ng galeria. Tapos out of nowhere, nakita ko si Che. Tapos sabi ko, "Hoy Che, kamusta na? Tara kain tayo." Naka-ano, mag-order na kami. Hindi mo maalala, pero alalang-alala ko to. Tapos sabi niya, sige, magla-lunch na din ako. Out of nowhere, nag-lunch kami together. May kasama pa kaming iba, hindi ko lang matandaan kung sino. Sumama talaga siya mag-lunch.
Ang galing.
So, tayo kumain. Out of nowhere. Hindi ko maalala.
Shucks, nakalimutan ko yung pangalan ng restaurant. Pero one of those Pinoy restaurants na nasa corner ng galeria.
Ah, okay.
Pero because before you were with Union Bank, di ba? Tama ba?
Oo, nasa Union Bank pa ako.
Sa Ortigas. Nakita lang kita randomly sa ano, sa galeria. Tapos
small world, no?
Mag-order ako. Hoy, Che! Di kakain na kami! O sige, umupo ka. Tapos kakain na nga tayo.
Daling kausap eh, no?
Ang daling kausap. Nakakatawa. So,
very
yeah,
small pero, world. Nakita tayo doon. Tapos nagkita rin tayo dito, di ba?
Correct.
Oo nga.
And then, makikita na rin tayo sa Wellington in a couple of months' time. So, yes, I can't wait to visit you and your house and see and meet your family as well. So, punta na tayo
welcome.
Sa mga...
Ikaw din, Tina, kapag pwede
nga.
Kung...
Pag
pwede
ano, na. Pag accepted na kami sa New Zealand.
Kung accepted na kayo sa society.
Sa society.
Sa society.
Parang may lupus lang eh.
Ito. Ewan ko nga, alam ko nga, parang sinisisi niyo yung ibang Kiwi na nagpunta ng di ba, Melbourne? Kasi bakit pa sila
may 17 kasi. Melbourne? Hindi, nag-post kasi ako sa story, no? Sabi ko, apparently, may mga lumipad papuntang Sydney from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Tapos, nag-connecting flight to Melbourne. Sa akin lang, bakit gusto ng mga taong pumunta dito sa Melbourne?
Baka
na.
They like adventure.
Shopping.
Kasi, totoo,
wala, adventure. Sarado lahat.
Picturean nyo mga murals. Di ba daming murals dyan?
Baka murals na. Sige, risk yung COVID.
I think yun yung main concern nila. Wait lang, punta na tayo sa first official question natin kay Che. So Che, can you please share with us how you and your husband actually found the opportunity to come to New Zealand? Like, pinlano nyo ba yan? Or nakita nyo lang siya sa Yahoo Groups or something?
Yahoo
so where did
talaga.
The idea come from? Kasi baka wala pang
Facebook.
Where did the idea come from and how did you make it happen?
Actually, yung husband ko, his name is Pilgrim. Siya yung nag-introduce ng idea kasi napagod na siya masyado sa traffic sa Pilipinas. it takes us siguro mga 1.5-2 hours one way papunta sa work. Tapos, di ba, tapos babalik ka pa pauwi, another 1.5-2 hours. So parang in terms of sa family, time mo sa family, parang wala na. So sabi niya, ano kaya, consider natin sa ibang bansa. So we considered options like yung Canada, Aussie.
Canada, Australia, New Zealand, no? Usually yan yung mga top three eh.
Triumvirate.
Tapos nag-research kami, parang yung occupation namin tsaka yung background namin parang mag-fit sa dalawang types of visas. So either skilled migrant category or student pathway. Kaso nga lang, so ang best option talaga is diretso ka sa skilled. Kaso nung tinignan namin yung points, kasi point system siya, 'di ba?
Right.
So yung points namin parang nasa lower bound. So parang hindi kami
nasa
masyadong
lower bracket kayo, so hindi kayo confident.
Oo, na parang it will take time. Siguro maghihintay pa kami ng matagal, ganyan. So we decided, sabi namin, sige, let's risk yung student visa. Kasi during that time, I'm not sure kung hanggang ngayon ganun pa rin yung sistema, pero pagkatapos mong magkaroon ng student visa, they will give you like another 1 year for a work visa. So inisip namin, siguro pag nagkaroon kami ng work visa, then we find the job, tapos saka na lang kami mag-apply ng resident visa.
Actually, so, mas mahaba na ngayon. They have like 3 years of job search visa. Galing
right,
nga eh.
Okay. So kami naman, syempre, sobrang pressured kami to find the work, di ba, within that 1 year. So, sa awa naman ng Diyos, nagkaroon kami ng opportunity na job opportunity. So, from there, doon na, nag-apply na kami ng skilled
migrant na resident.
Skilled migrant category, oo. Mm-hmm. Tapos pumasok na kami doon. Tapos, because we already have a job, parang mas mataas yung points namin.
Ang tawag dito, alam mo na, imagine ko doon sa kwento mo, like, kasi some of the, I don't know if you also have this notion, no? Tina and Chena, some of the major decisions in your life, nangyayari yan sa a very mundane activity na ginagawa mo. Like, for example, nagsha-shower ka, mag-abroad kaya ako. Imagine ko kay Nache, nagda-drive sila na ang traffic. Parang sawa na ako sa buhay na doon at araw-araw traffic. Mag-abroad na tayo. So, nangyari ba yan sa car or sa bahay nyo na pag-usapan? Natatandaan mo yung moment na yun? Or, Che, or...
More of, ano kasi, parang nafe-feel ko na stressed yung husband ko every time nagda-drive. Talagang umiinit yung ulo niya. So pati ako nasa-stress sa kanya. So, sabi ko, sige na nga, parang maghanap na tayo ng way para umalis.
So,
parang
you chose...
build up na lang, no? Nag-build up yung, ano,
yung kagustuhan.
Iritasyon sa buhay.
Oo, pero hindi ko naman na alam mo yun, hindi ko, parang dinream na magtrabaho sa ibang bansa kasi parang okay naman yung job ko sa Philippines. Parang more of siya talaga yung ayaw niya sa traffic. Talagang umiinit yung ulo niya sa traffic. So,
right.
Alam mo yun,
so it wasn't like a long-term plan for you talaga?
Oo, parang ititry lang tapos yun nga, na nagustuhan namin yung life. Very simple lang yung life sa Wellington. Konti lang yung tao. So
parang
so yun,
pakikipagsapalaran kasi like 'di ba parang inexplore niyo yung option tapos sabi niyo na parang sige student life na lang tingnan natin kung mag-pan out yun. So parang risk taking din talaga eh kapag you decide to move, especially yung
Lalo na syempre yung mga savings mo doon talaga mapunta ba lahat.
Oo, diba?
Kasi when kapag student visa talagang may investment involved eh.
Oh, kaya ang nangyari noon while he's a student here for 1.5 years, ako naman sa Philippines, ako yung kumakayod. So hindi ako nag-resign. Although pwede na ako mag-resign tapos sumunod sa kanya, nauna siya dito. Tapos naiwan ako sa Philippines to work. Kasi syempre, kailangan namin ng, alam mo yun, ng job, ng source of money para do to pay for the food, for the for the laptop.
Okay, yung strategy yun for ano partners ha. Like kung kunwari mag-student mag-student route, yung isa muna mag-student habang ano, may para may backup kumbaga. Okay.
Although, Che, correct me if I'm wrong. Since partner of a student visa holder ka, kung nag-apply ka ng visa to come here, it's as if may working rights ka na rin na pwede ka mag-work full-time.
Yes, full. Yes, work visa talaga.
Yun yung maganda, no? Na kahit student visa yung partner mo, ikaw, pwede ka nang magkaroon ng
mag-work visa
talaga. Kasi in the case of students, they can only work for 20 hours per
20
week,
hours,
diba?
Yes.
Kapag during the semester or during the school period. Pero outside the school period, that's the time that they can have like more than 20
correct.
Hours.
Correct. Oo, correct.
Before actually mapunta sa New Zealand, how did you decide na actually New Zealand na talaga compared to Canada or compared to Australia and Wellington compared to the other cities in New Zealand?
Yung cost considerations, kasi yung tinitingnan namin yung student option, pinaka cheapest yung ano yung New Zealand in terms of student yung mga student fees mga ganon. So may cost consideration din doon.
And then spreadsheet
ka ba? Nag-spreadsheet ka.
May spreadsheet ka rin. Like, ito yung Canada University
comparison.
Of Thornton.
Correct. Oh, parang ganoon, compare kami. Oo. Pero alam mo 'yon, parang it turns out mahal din sa New Zealand, especially yung housing.
Totoo.
So parang 'yun, yung sa housing hindi namin na consider 'yun na mahal pala yung mga rent ganyan. So siguro tabla-tabla na lang pag tiningnan mo yung totality.
ROI.
Pero from yung una nyong tingin, like assessment, New Zealand talaga yung naging parang initial number one choice nyo. And then is it Wellington really right away or?
Oo, because of the school. Wellington. Pero kinonsider namin na pag mag-work kami, okay lang kami, let's say, sa ibang sa Auckland or Hamilton or a different region. Oo. Pero yung Wellington as a school, yung school kasi nandun sa Wellington, so dun siya yung Victoria University.
Ah, meron din dito noon. Victoria University sa Seb.
Sobrang sikat ni Victoria.
Si
diba siya
Seb,
yung pumunta nung
Ay, nako.
Victoria Beckham?
Hindi.
Alam ko yung naalam mo.
Serenity.
Sabi ko na eh.
Yung I don't care, I want to. Kumanta pa.
Talaga may song and dance number tayo this episode, no? Anyway, Ate Jen. So, ano nang status ninyo ngayon, Ate Jen, sa New Zealand? Tsaka, ano ba? PR?
PR kami. Pero yung dalawang kids ko, ano, citizens na sila.
Wow! Naunahan pa nila kayo.
Nauna sila.
Grabe!
JR, naunahan.
Or naunahan pa nila tayo.
Oh, ano pa sila?
Ayan.
May akong na rin ba?
Yun yung magandang perks actually.
Ilang years pa lang sila sa mundo, ha? Tapos citizen agad. So they're dual citizens. Did you apply them to be like Filipino citizens?
Oo, sa Philippines din. So dual citizens sila.
Ang galing naman. Wait, so can you share your experience in transitioning from your initial visa of entry to your current status?
Siguro less hard kasi since may job na kami, nakatulong din yung employer kasi they will get the feedback from the employer eh. So yung boss ko noon during that time nagsulat din sa immigration kung ano yung job description ko, yung mga ganun, so tumulong din, may input din sila dun sa application, so yun, malaking tulong yun dun sa I think dun sa pagka-approve nung resident visa.
Mm-hmm. Pero clarify natin na the resident visa is your own personal application backed up by your employer. Hindi siya employer-initiated.
No, oo. Parang, yes, correct. Oo. It's initiated by us. May input lang yung employer.
For the benefit of our kabeshies, mga listeners, and ako rin kasi minsan nalilito pa rin hanggang ngayon, ano yung difference ng resident sa permanent residency?
Dun sa case ko, siguro, depende sa
two words yung isa.
Pero, yung sa case ko, may mayroong travel restrictions. Yung resident visa na parang you have to come back at a certain time. Yung PR, parang you can go in and out sa New Zealand.
Ah, okay.
Indefinitely.
Okay.
Correct. So you cannot be a PR. Kunwari resident ka lang, meron kang presence requirements na certain number of days that you have to fulfill for you to become a PR.
Tapos may sinasabi kayo before na like kunwari kung student ka or work visa, hindi pa umaandar yung resident.
Counting mo for citizenship.
For citizenship. Mm-hmm. Pero so, resident yes. ka na.
Like if you're a you will only be a resident kung meron kang residence visa.
Which,
otherwise,
a-applyan mo siya.
Oo. Okay. Kung work visa ka lang or student visa ka lang, hindi ka pa considered resident.
So, sa case and ni Ate Che, like, student visa / nag-work visa siya, and then nag-apply pa kayo ni hubby ng residence visa.
Yes.
For which went on for 2 years, tama ba?
2 years, yes.
Tapos nag-apply pa kayo ng permanent residence visa.
Yes, oo. Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. For another 3 years.
3 years, para makompleto yung five years yes. for citizenship. Okay, ano bang alam natin na advantages yung maging PR tsaka citizen, but ano ba yung life-changing benefits and opportunities kapag naging PR citizen sa New Zealand?
I guess hindi pwede na hindi ma-revoke yung kung citizen ka na ano ka na eh, parang you're part of the country na, whereas kapag ka PR ka, let's say kunyari mag-decide sila na we won't accept any other, you know, citizens, so pwedeng forever ka lang PR.
Okay.
Pero in terms of benefits, same lang. Parang same lang, I think. Oo.
And passport lang.
Passport din.
Citizenship
passport,
you have the passport.
Yes,
tama. Otherwise.
Correct.
So passport. You will still need, kapag PR ka, kailangan mo pa rin ng visa to Australia, to US, and all that. Pero kung citizen ka na, powerful na yung passport mo.
Imagine mo, may Asian passport ka na, tapos may ano ka pa, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Mga anak ko, Che.
No, very powerful.
Big time. So, malipat tayo dun sa professional career mo, Che. Andal-dal natin, ang dami nating na-cover agad. So, you were working in a bank before, di ba, sa Philippines? So, specifically in finance industry. So, was it an easy transition for you to New Zealand to in landing a job in the same industry?
Yung sa akin, ano, nakatulong yung global experience ko kasi I was working for a global bank. So in terms of yung mga operational activities, yung conceptually it's the same. Siguro yung transition in terms of dapat alam ko yung mga regulatory kasi highly regulated yung banks, obviously, pati yung sa funds management. So yun lang yung mga kailangan kong alamin kasi syempre iba naman yung regulation sa Philippines versus regulation sa New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So yun lang siguro yung I had to you know, alamin talaga, aralin.
Right.
Pero otherwise, parang it's the same. It's almost the same.
Considering yung last same. Employment mo ay global yung scope niya, meron pa rin mga skills na nakita sila na meron ka that can be applied with the job that you have now.
Yes. Correct.
Galing naman. What about din sa family, Ate Che? Like, I know Australia and New Zealand, they're family-friendly countries and they offer a lot of benefits to who are establishing a family. So can you give us a picture of how it is to establish a family in New Zealand?
Oh, very, very family-friendly, lalo na yung work-life and balance, mataas yung ano nila, yung consideration nila sa family time mo. So for example lang, ha, example, so yung second child namin, he's 3 months now. It's my husband who's actually doing the parental leave instead of me, kasi normally yung by regulation pwede kang mag 1 year maternity leave. And normally, sa society natin, it's the mothers who actually do the maternity leave, diba?
Yes. Yes.
Pero this time, it's my husband who actually ang nag-parental leave. Kasi yung employer niya actually offered it na for both girls and guys, women and men, you can take the parental role.
Galing, no?
So, is it just the same number of days? Either maternity?
Yes, yes. Oh, siya, 6 months. Oh, 6 months siyang magpa-parental leave.
Kasi pwede niyo siya i-share.
Yes, pwede namin siya. Oh, pwede siyang i-share. So, ako naman magti-take next year. Pagbabalik na siya sa work, I can take the rest of the 1 year. Yung mga yung balance nun to take care of the child. So, very family-friendly. Tapos, free vaccines for the children. Free check-up, free GP check-up until 12 years old. So,
free school yan hanggang mag-high school.
Yes, correct.
Diba na-mention mo rin kanina, Tisha, na when you gave birth, may dumadalo na midwife din sa first child, when you gave birth to the first child? Could you tell us more about that?
Sa Philippines kasi, you have to get your OB, diba? Doctor talaga. Dito, if you don't have complications, pwedeng midwife lang. And yung mga midwife are specialists. So, magaling din sila. So, dumadalaw sila and then they give you prescriptions if you need medications. Tapos, nagbibigay din sila ng referral for ultrasound. So, yun. Lahat yun libre. So, actually, wala akong gastos sa pagpapanganak ko dito sa
galing naman.
Very, very lucky. So,
pero yung nice. Kapag nanganak ka na, the vitamins and the may provisions pa rin ba si government or kayo na yun?
Wala na. Kapag yung supplements, wala na.
For the child. Pero
for the
vaccines.
Child, wala na. Let's see.
Okay.
Yung vaccines, free yon. Free yung vaccines for children. Tapos, sila pa yung tatawag sa'yo to follow up na, kailangan mo na magpa-vaccine ng anak mo. Parang ganun. So, so sila pa magre-remind sa'yo na very proactive yung health system. So, yun yung mga hindi mo maisip before diba? Pag wala ka pang family, pero ngayon, parang ma-appreciate mo na yung mga ganung bagay when you already have kids.
Parang all the support you need, no? Especially for a young family. Tapos, lalo na kung first child na medyo siguro nangangapa pa how things go, especially the healthcare, diba? That's a welcome support.
Ang saya noon. Ang galing. Parang gusto ko na tuloy mag-anak.
Yes!
Dahil lang doon sa...
Citizen na agad yung anak mo.
Kaya nga eh. Maindadaig ako. Okay, so... any tips, message, or advice to our kabeshis who are considering New Zealand as a country to relocate?
Sa akin na siguro, iset niyo yung priorities... if you're after a simple life, work-life balance, family-friendly place, I think this is the best place for you. Especially ma-realize mo during the COVID times, you are in safe hands. You will love nature. You will love the Kiwis. Very polite people. Great people. So. Kung yun yung hanap nyo, I think New Zealand is the best place for you.
At saka very socially progressive nung country, no? Like,
yung perspective. Yes.
Diversity and all that. Yes. At saka they're continuously looking for migrants as well. I mean, siguro ngayon medyo halted yung applications for visa, sponsorship, and all that. Pero... kailangan pa rin nila ng tao in the long run. So, there will be a lot of spaces and opportunities for more Filipinos to come here and even other nationalities, no?
And I think naging selling point din na yung leader ng New Zealand, diba? Magaling.
Totoo.
True.
Si Kumaring Jacinda.
Very stable government. Yeah. I mean, kahit of course may opposition and everything, dito nga ako na parang nakakabilib na yung dito lang talaga ako na bumilib na yung opposition talaga, it does its job in terms of like critiquing and all that for checks and balances. Galit. Pero papakinggan talaga siya nung kabilang panig. Yung hindi yung tipong personal na mag-aawayan sila.
Walang attacks.
I mean, syempre may mga ganun pa rin, may mga debates na ganun pa rin and everything. Pero in terms of like critics, when you listen to it and when you look at the things, makikita mong kung sino yung nasa government, nagpapatako, pinapakinggan niya talaga the other side.
Napakinggan ko sa Triple J yung radio station dito where they compared like the debate. That was the same week na nag-debate si Trump at si Biden.
Trump and Biden.
Very different.
Biden for the first time. Yeah. And then nag-debate din si Jacinda tsaka yung opposition. And you
si Judith.
Judith. Na parang the major difference na yes, you can debate but you can debate like respectfully. And walang hidden agenda behind
personal
it.
Personal stuff, yung mga ganun.
Oo. Galing naman, yeah. Yay. Pati very tuloy ako nasusold sa New Zealand. Ayan. Wait lang, Ate Che. Before we wrap our episode, yun nga, di ba sabi ko kanina, yung gimmick segment namin is sana nalaman ko kaagad. So, for you personally, meron ka bang ma-share sa amin na hashtag sana nalaman ko kaagad moment?
Oo naman. Meron akong dalawa actually. Pero sige, kung may time pa, pwede ko i-share.
Push mo na yan. Oh. Meron pa tayong mga 7 minutes. Sige, go.
Ito, yung una is, yung kape pala sa 5-star hotel ay same price lang sa kape, ng kape sa cafe sa tabi-tabi. So kasi diba sa Philippines, parang kunyari mag 5-star hotel ka, chargean ka ng 300 pesos. Pero pag bilhin mo yun sa labas, parang 100 pesos lang. Dito, parang pwede ka magkape sa magandang place, 5-star hotel. Tapos same lang yung price.
Totoo,
pati actually
yeah.
Food. Oo. So parang nice yung experience mo, naka-hotel ka, pero walang premium.
Mm-mm.
So gets, parang...
Yeah.
Tapos yung second ko, hindi na kailangan bumili ng bottled water sa labas.
Oh,
pag mag-check-in ka sa hotel. Kasi makatawa. Nag-offsite kami sa office. So, nag-overnight kami. So, after dinner, naghiwa-hiwalay na kami. So, mag-check-in na kami doon sa kanya-kanyang rooms. Tapos sabi ko doon sa mga office mates ko na Kiwi, sabi ko parang, saan ba ako pwede bumili ng bottled water? Kasi parang dadaling ko sa loob ng room. Kasi nga, di ba, minsan pagka ikukonsume mo yung water sa hotel, parang mahal. Di ba? Tapos, sabi nila, ha, ba't ka naghahanap ng bottled? Siyempre, in English to, no? Sabi nila, ba't naghahanap ka ng bottled water? New Zealand to, no? So, mag-tap water ka na lang.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-mm. Yung tap water talaga. Yung, no, yun talaga yung main, one of the main difference. Key learning siguro na una natin nalaman, yung tap water is always safe to drink.
Safe to drink, yeah. Anywhere. True.
Gusto ko yung ano, sa ano nalaman ko kaagad moments ni Ate Chia, may theme. Hotel.
Totoo.
Hotel related.
Oh, hotel. Yes. So, thank you very much, Chia, for joining us.
Thanks, Ate
Chia. Very good insights and ano, nakatawa
no
yung mga
worries.
Sharing.
Thanks okay. For having me.
No worries. Tina, mag-shoutout. May key-insights ka ba? Or shoutouts na tayo?
Shoutout na tayo. Shout out lang kung sa mga kabeshies na sumusubaybay sa atin, napansin ninyo na bago na ang aming profile picture. That's all because of Sierra Goldrick. Actually, na-meet ko lang siya sa Facebook Marketplace. Nagbibento siya ng kanyang services for like those faceless portraits. So, very cool yun ngayon. Parang napaka-common. Kampinig ang gano'n. So, ayun. Thank you, Sierra, for making our new profile art for this podcast. And also, AFL Grand Finals na po sa Australia this weekend. And my team, the team I'm barracking for, Geelong Cats, we made it to the Grand Finals. So, I'm so excited. So, ang shout out ko lang is Go Geelong Cats!
Sobrang okay. Galing naman ng Geelong Cats.
Geelong Cats. Ang galing nila. Versus Richmond.
Galingan nyo sa finals. Guys, we're rooting for you.
Yes. Wait lang. Sana nalaman ko rin yan moment. Sorry, napadagdag. Yung rooting for you, hindi dapat hindi mo masyado ginagamit yan dito.
Oh my God, bakit?
Else.
Bakit?
Just ano? Say I'm barracking for. Kasi I always use then rooting for. Kasi ang root pala is like, you know. You're like making love and stuff, so.
Grabe naman sila.
Hindi.
Oh, grabe naman sila.
So, parang mapapatingin lang yung mga tao sa'yo pag sinabi, oh, okay. I'm rooting for ano daw? Papaganan sila.
Very American siguro yung rooting for,
it's
no?
It's very American.
It's American.
So,
okay.
So, say barracking okay. for.
Yes. Okay, I'm barracking for Geelong Cats as well.
Yeah.
So, my own shout-outs, we just had the New Zealand elections and here in Aotearoa at kami ni Che, bumoto kami. And the party led by Auntie Jacinda Ardern with the chosen party to govern as the majority. So, woohoo, way to go New Zealand and hope galingan pa ng ating government. And shout outs to those who participated in the New Zealand elections. And of course, we would like to shout out Che and I to the Magdalo batch of Ateneo Gabay. So yung mga batchmates namin dyan, meron kaming Viber group actually. So yung mga hindi pa part nun, sumali din kayo sa amin. Pero yeah,
groups
isang malaking pagbati sa inyo.
Buhay pa yung Yahoo groups niyo?
Siguro.
Face out na nga ata yung Yahoo groups. Hi Magdalo! Dami na nakikinig sa atin sa Magdalo.
Mm-mm. Ano pangalan ng batch nyo?
Ignites.
Ignites. Hello, Ignites. Continue to ignite the ano.
Ah, sige na.
The fire. The fire.
Galing mo doon. And sa ating mga kabeshies, hope you have enjoyed our topic for this episode. If you have any other topic suggestions, comment, reactions, or any message you want to send, please get in touch with us on our Facebook and Instagram pages, Finding Answers, or send us an email at finding.answers@gmail.com.
So yes, join us again for a new exciting episode.
What?
In this next week in this third season of Finding Answers with JR
and Tina.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thanks, Ate Chet.